Okay. He did say a husband. He said a husband in Chicago that I saw. I didn't listen to it. He said a husband that I saw. Also, yeah.
I remember being there.
Okay, do me a favor. It's like on learning time. Yeah? Okay, I'm very happy to hear that. Now I want to learn some Torah. Okay.
Sure. Who gave
we
you
are
the
up. Sorry?
Who gave you the husband?
We saw Menachem Levine, his brother. We're off the subject. We have to get back to Masechta's Gittin. Okay, we are up to Tanya, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines at the bottom on Nun Vav Amid Beis. I would guess it's 56b4. 3? Okay, second time in a row, I'm wrong. Tanya, Avra Pilchas Ben Aruva. Rav Pinchas ben Aruva said, I don't know how many times he's mentioned in Shas, but not too often. Ani, at least not by the name Ben Aruva. Ani Yisi ben Gdaila Raimi. I was what? Seven lines at the bottom of Nun Vav Amid Beis. Tanya Rav Pinchas ben Aruva Ani Yisi ben Gdaila Raimi. I was by the Roman Senate. Ukshemes when Titus died, Patsuas Maichai, they busted open his brain. Umatza by Kitzipa drawer, they found a bird that usually is a wild bird. The fly expanded into becoming a bird. It's a nace. Mishkal Shnei Sloim, that weighed 2 Sloim. Meaning, that little fly grew in his head and became the size of a bird, a little bird, which weighed 2 Sloim. And that pecked away at his brain for 7 years until he died. I think it's 7 years till he died, right? The Masnita Tana, Kigaisel Ben Shana, was like a pigeon a year old, Mishkal Shnei Litrin. I don't know whether Litrin is more than a sella. I assume it is, but I don't know. What does the Rav of Archkol say?
1 pound.
Litrin is a pound? 2 Litrin is a pound, or each liter is a pound?
1
Litrin. Sella, half an ounce. Sella, half an ounce? That's what he says? So sella is a half an ounce, so this is 30, Shnei Sloim is an ounce, and this is 2 pounds. That's like 32 times as much. Even I know that 16 ounces equals a pound. Right. Let's see. What's wrong? What are you worried about, Titus? He's not on my list in top 10. He's not my concerns. No, I'm not diving for Titus. No, I don't think about Titus. No. Yeah. I'm Rabbiya. Nektinan Piv Shal Nechoshes B'tziparnav Shal Barzo. The mouth of that bird was copper and its nails were metal. Tavakamayas, when he died, Amar Lahu Likluya Lahu Gavra, he said, burn me. The Levadu the Kitma Shavyami and spread my ashes on the 7 seas. The Lishkicher the call the Yidoi the Lukma Bedina. The Rebbeinu Shem shouldn't find me and put me by din. So the Mefarshim explained he did not believe in punishment after death. So the Kashi says he didn't believe in punishment after death. So why did he have to be scattered on the 7 seas, burnt? So this is the problem. So again, I'll tell you what I saw one Mefarshim say. That's what the Mepharshim explained. What did he accomplish with this? What does he mean God shouldn't fight me? Again, why won't God...
Hello, anybody there?
I'm here. He just went off.
I think he disconnected. Someone have Baruch Moshe's, can they check?
I'm sorry?
They left the punishment.
Okay, so can I, let me speak up. So the Mashal says, I think it's the Mashal, they didn't believe in punishment after death. So he figured this way, it'll be again, I'm not 100% sure what he accomplished. I can take a look again how the Mashal words it. Hello? I disconnected you? Okay, I'll start again.
We're back
no,
on.
No, we're fine, Rabbi.
We're back on now.
We're back on.
Uh-oh, are we cut off again?
No, we're not. Again, so, when I saw his whole stickle that he believed that in the seas he'd be safer, I'll speak out one shot that I saw that says that the Medrash says that the Neshama claims that it shouldn't be punished because the Guf did the Aveira. The Guf claims it can't be punished. The Raya is once the Neshama leaves, it's dead. So the Rebbeinu puts the Guf and the Neshama together and he punishes them. So this Sefer wants to say, the Titta said, if there's no Guf left, the Rebbeinu Shlomo can't punish me. He can't put the Guf and the Neshama back together. Right? The way punishments work is the Neshama claims I didn't do it on my own, and the Guf says I can't do it on my own either. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo puts them together, muscle to a blind person and a lame person who are watching the field. Right? And the king, and then the field, the fruit is eaten. So the blind person says, how can you blame me? I don't see the fruit. The lame person says, I can't get there. So the king says, I'll show you how it happened. The lame person went on top of the blind person and directed him to the fruit. So the same thing is the Guf and the Neshama. That's what the Medrash says. I think it's the Chazal, the Gemara. So, Titta said, as long as my Guf is around, the Rebbeinu Shlomo can put them together. If I get burnt and scattered, there's no Guf to put together. Again, I have a problem with that. I'm just speaking out the pshat that I saw. Fighter. Anyway, period. End the story of Titus. Unculus bar Klunkus, bar Achse de Titus Hava. Unculus bar Klunkus was a nephew of Titus. I believe he is the famous Unculus Hager. Now, the Agra changes it that he was the nephew of Andronus. Another Gemara, Titus, he wanted to be Megayer. He went to his uncle, and his uncle, I don't know if it's a Gemara or Medrash, and his uncle said, he had a whole shakabatari with his uncle why he wants to be Megayer. But here, in the process of becoming a ger, I think this is the Targum Unkelus. He said, Azvul Askela Titus Benegida. He went and brought Titus up through witchcraft. Through witchcraft, he brought Titus back up from Gehenim. Amalei Mancha Shebahu Alpha. So he asked Titus, in the next world, who is considered Chashev? Amalei Yisrael. Should I become a Jew? Amalei milayu nefishin. A lot of laws. You won't be able to keep them. Zil igribe bahu alma. Start up against them in that this world in olam hazeh. Bahavis reisha, and you'll become a chashev person. Those who bother yidden become leaders. Nasarash. Whoever bothers Yidden, that's a way of rising to greatness. So basically, Titta said, Judaism is not for you. It's interesting. He's in Gehenna, burning away. But, Abba Biken, as we will see later on what his Gehenna is, Abba Biken, he says, don't become Jewish. In fact, go against the Jews. Because Teret says, Goyim, afilu apischa shegehenna meinam chayshim b'tshuva. They are who they are. They don't change because of punishment. Their essence is corrupt. And he spoke his essence. His essence is hatred to Jews. He's burning for that. They don't change. It's impossible for them to change at that point, and therefore they remain who they are. And why is the one who chapters Yidden become a Reish? So Tosfos and Hagiga says, it's a bazillion for Yidden to be given over to a low nation. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo makes those who plan to bother Yidden chashev. So at least the Yidden don't fall into a bizarre thing. That's what Tosfos says in Chagiga. Ben Yehuda, I think, says that in Yisrael there's the ISIS Reish. So Kameitzi Yisrael Nasa Reish, he takes the Reish out of, in Yisrael there's the letters Reish Ayin Shin. He takes the Reish out of the Yisrael, takes it away from them. They're Chashev, he takes that Chashivus away from them. Anyway. Amle dina dehu gavra v'mai. What is your din? Right. What do you suffer? Let's catch up with Rashi. Tipa dryer, rundula b'negina ayv. Use the witchcraft called ayv. He asked him, what is your punishment? Amle b'mai depasik anavshei. I said my own punishment. Every day they gather my ashes. They judge, referring to himself in third person. The Kalalei, they burn him. They scatter my ashes on the seven seas. Whatever I said should happen to me, it's exactly what they do on a constant basis to me. You worried about him? I'm not. I'm not worried about him. What can I tell you? Rashi, the Maida Pasuk Ganavshi, Mikli, Ubaduri Kutma. To burn him and scatter his ashes. Okay? Azul Askel the Bilam Benegida. So here goes Unkelus, and he brings up using the power of Oiv, the Kishav, that witchcraft, and he brought Bilam up. Amalei, he said to Bilam, Manchoshevahu Alma, who is important in the next world? Amalei, Yisrael, the Jews. Ma'alad Vukibu, which I become Jewish. Amalei, Le Sidra Shloimim, Betavasim Kalayam. Don't bother. Don't have anything to do with them. Don't be on their good side. Again, he's a guy. It's not shot that he doesn't recognize the godless of Yidden. He can't change. The guy doesn't have the ability to change in Olam Haba, up there. He can't. He is what he is, what he is, what he is, for Nitzchias, for eternity. So for eternity, Titus and Bilam are suffering, and they can't change and say Judaism is great, become a Jew. They can't do that. That's not their essence. And they can't, that ability to change is down here, not up there. That's what? What? For any guy. I mean, Titus, Uncle didn't bring up 1,000 guys. He brought 2 of them up. But the Mepharshim explained, that ability to do tshuva, if they, in Olam Hazeh, is fine. Up there, they are who they are, who they are, who they are.
Everybody is.
We'll see. All
right.
Zog to Gemara. Amalei dina da ugav rebamai. What is your din? Amalei b'shich v'zera reseches. In burning shich v'zera. Now there's 2 pshatim. One pshat, in the bottom over here, says that, is that his taiva for znus consumes him. He has such a taiva for znus up there that the taiva for znus burns up his body. It's like you enjoyed znus in this world. He lived with his animal, remember? And he also was miyayet, the night's mayav, should be mezana this week's parsha with Bnei Yisrael. So his einish is, he has this tremendous desire for znus that's not satiated. And it just keeps on growing and growing and growing and consumes them, and it keeps on going over and over and over again. That's one pshat. The other pshat is they actually take shich v'zera and they cook him in it because of his avera. Either way, it's not so healthy. Also, ask him in a gita l'paisi Yisrael. Now, before the censor came around, they had the word Yeshu. He brought Yashka up. He brought Yashka up with witchcraft. Now, Yashka was a Jew. Amalei man chashibahu alma. He asked Yashka, who's chashiv in that world? Amalei Yisrael. So, ma'olad bukabahu. Should I join them? Amalei pevasam derash rasam leisidrash. Be on their good side. Don't go against them. Stick with the Jews. You touch the Jews, it's like touching the Rabbeinu Shleilim's. Bavas Einai is the pupil of his eye. Rabbeinu Shleilim loves the Jews. Don't pick on the Jews. And the Mepharshim explained that even though Yashka was a terrible person, and we suffer for thousands of years thanks to him, but the bottom line is he was Jewish. And by Jewish, when he gets punished, his neshama becomes neshama. It's still a neshama. It's a constant punishment, as we will see. He's punished for eternity. But the bottom line is he has a Jewish neshama, and therefore has a recognition of truth under all that. And the truth, he can say the truth, because in a Jewish neshama is the truth. Whereas in a Gaisha thing, it's whatever they had in this world. That's how the Mepharshim seem to learn it. I'll leave the deeper understanding of this to others. Dr. Gemara, Amalei dina dahu gav rebamai. What's your punishment? Amalei b'tzaya resecha. Heated up tzaya. Why? Why is that the punishment? Get cooked in tzaya. Amamar, kamamalik adivri chachamim nidin b'tzaya resecha. Yashka started his averis by laughing at Chazal. That was the beginning of his end. And therefore, his punishment is to be nidden b'tzayir esach. Talk to Gemara. Malchazim ha-ben Parshish Yisrael le-Nevi'ah u-Masailah. Oivzah ben-Azara. Take a look. The difference is in Ayed and Gayim. Bilam, Titus, Gayim. Yashka, Ayed. After everything's said and done, still Ayed. And under all that is a recognition of the truth that he's willing to say. Whereas the others, they recognize it, but they can't change their whole thing.
How about Korach?
He's not in this Gemara.
He went
through. He's Rashi. Zuck Rashi. B'shich Mazer Reteches. Mida Kenegim Mida Shabbat Sassi Hitzchulam Lutnus of Neismayav. Because of him, Kali Shol did Summer my behavior, but Yovu Milag Harbe. If you laugh a lot, you giat butter. You will have the waste of this flesh. A Malik Harbe needn't be a giat butter. We crawl but different side from Sim. Talking about Drabonans. Says the Yaisim Mahemi Zor, but different side from Yaisim is different Tyra. Nevi'im Masaydra, Zayzara, Bilam Shashchina Nigla Seidlam. Who is the Nevi'im? Bilam. Titus wasn't a Navi. But Bilam was a Navi. Look how he speaks about Yidden. Bottom line, at the end of the day, he's still Bilam. Whereas Yashka, again, we're not being Malamed Chus on Yashka, but the bottom line is he has a neshama, and therefore the recognition of truth and the willing to utter the truth, even though he didn't live this way in this world. Amar Tanya Amar Ablazer, Bo Rei Kamagdar L'Kaychus Abucha. Come and see the power of Busha. Sharseya Kodesh Baruch Hu Barkamta, the Hechu Betzveitza V'Sarah V'Sechalot. Again, going back to the original story, Kamta Barkamta caused the burning of the Beis HaMikdash. Look how much the embarrassment the Barkamta caused. The Rabbanu Shem allowed that to be the catalyst for the burning of the Beis HaMikdash.
Why are we
more blame on Rabbanu? Who said Rabbanu?
Why are we
or we're not?
We're not.
It said Rabbanim was there and they weren't Micah.
Right, but zeroing on Barkamta.
He's the one that, again, we're saying this is the story. We're not zeroing in on anybody.
So the whole story?
Well, the story started because there was a mixture between Kamta and Barkamta.
Right.
So what do you want to know? I mean, the bottom line is, who's the one that snitched to the king? Who's the one that was a Malshin? Who went back and told the king that he didn't bring his karma?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to blame that person who said, don't kill him.
We didn't blame him. We said that his top one was caused it. Again, you know, the answer to your question is, all people, I'm not here, I'm too small to talk about this. I would just say the following. The bottom line is, everybody's responsible for their own actions. Those people who walk around doing Averis and saying their second grade teacher picked on them, and therefore they're doing Averis, are 100% wrong. Their second grade teacher might have picked on them, and their second grade teacher might have caused them to do things. But everybody makes their own decisions in life. You can't blame anybody else for yourself. Everybody's responsible for themselves. Drabana might have been wrong. Kamta might have been wrong. I'm not here, like that. I'm not big enough to talk about this. The guy of the meal was wrong. Everybody's wrong. Who's the one that did the action? You can't blame anybody for your actions. In America, we always blame somebody else. Nobody takes responsibility. It was the Twinkies that I ate. It was the society that I live in, the poverty. People in Tyra, everybody's responsible for their own actions. And you can blame 1,000 people, and they might be somewhat guilty, but it doesn't exonerate the person who makes the decision. Everybody has the ability to make choices in life. Bar Kamta chose to be a Malshin. His second grade teacher picked on him, and Rabbanu didn't stop it. And the guy in the Suda threw him out, and his wife kicked him out of the house that morning. It makes no difference. He chose. People are responsible for their choices. It's a very foreign concept, but that's the tyrant's decision. You can't go around blaming other people for your life.
Rabbi, if I could, I don't...
if I could possibly presume to support Rabbi Cohen's point here, I don't think it's a matter of blame. In my view,
it made
looking
somebody
at
happy
this,
right away. Now we can move on. Yes.
So, in my view, the Rabbanim were there as guardrails. It's not exonerating Kamsa at all. But they were there as guardrails, and there were at least two opportunities here for them to, with all his fault, to correct it, because that's what they were there for, and they didn't do it. But at the end of this, the Baraita points out that the issue here is busha. It's the shame that he caused. But what about the Rabbanim, and why didn't they do their job? They had a job. If they were Twinkies, they had a job.
I think we're misunderstanding. Nobody is exonerating the Rabbanim. It's not, the Gemara never does. And the Gemara says busha means the busha that Bar Kamsa suffered. Look at what the power of busha is. Bar Kamsa was embarrassed. That embarrassment, after the Rabbanim let him do his thing. Didn't intervene. Because he was embarrassed. And who embarrassed him? Owner of the meal, and who allowed it to happen? The Rabbanim.
I understand that the precipitating event completely was this guy and his temper and his ego and everything like that, and the damage he did to another person, no doubt about it. But it's interesting, at minimal, it's interesting to us learning this so many centuries later, that there is not, at least the way the Gemara presents it, a lot of emphasis on the people who were held to a higher standard. There's just not an emphasis on it. And that's what that also struck me, I think, the same way.
I think this line is an emphasis on it. Mm-hmm. Is saying that because Bar Kamsa was embarrassed, and that embarrassment happened through others, that's why the Rabbi Shalom didn't intervene to save this story. And again, I started off this sugya saying there was a culture of Sinas Chinam. There was a culture of Lashon Hara. This was a culture there. That's Chazal tells the Gemara Yuma. That's why the second base of Mekdesh got destroyed. This was the story that precipitated it. But it's not only because of this story that the base of Mekdesh gets burned. This story was the actual fact, how it happened. It was deserved because of sins of other people, of society. This story, can somebody mute themselves? There's a lot of this story, there is the point that he is the one that did it because he was embarrassed. So there is a point that we are blaming the others for allowing this embarrassment to happen. Again, all I'm saying is, the bottom line is he chose to do it, and therefore he gets a little bit extra credit for this. But we're not exonerating anybody else that was there. And again, this was the culture of the time, unfortunately. This was going on. There was a lot of Sinas Chinam. There was a lot of Lashon Hara. There was a lot of Rechilus. Chazal tell us that. I wouldn't say that. I wasn't there. Chazal tell us that's what was going on. And that caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash.
Is that why he's called the Nagara?
What? What do you mean? But why doesn't he identify who the owner of the party is? I have no idea. I have no idea why he doesn't identify. It's not necessary to identify him. We're identifying Bar Kamsa again. He chose his thing.
Have you ever given like a little bit of not Hetzer, but a little bit like, at that the mood he was in, he did it. He wasn't like in the right state of mind.
This took, he went a number of times. He went one time, he got the carbon. And he went back and said the carbon wasn't brought. So that, you know what I mean? That's over a period of time. You know, to go from Rome to Rome, or wherever he met the Caesar, took him more than 5 minutes.
This didn't happen on
WhatsApp.
Something that, person that affects him for a long time.
You know, I hate to say it. I love the fact that you are telling me the approach of the Western world. It's nobody's fault. Nobody is ever guilty. This is the approach you're saying. Can't blame poor Bar Kamsa. Poor Bar Kamsa. Poor Bar Kamsa. He's such a Rachmanis. We should give him food stamps. He's such a Rachmanis. We should give him food stamps and welfare. Poor Bar Kamsa. That's what you're doing. Making all kinds of wrong choices in the world, and we should legalize abortion because it's not their fault that they do crazy things and end up with babies that they kill, right? I mean, I hate to be so rude and crude, but this is fact. We never blame people anymore. It's always society's fault. It was society's fault there. But he did the action of going to the king and being maushed against Klal Yisrael. He said, Mardu b'chol yudoi. You know what it is? To go say Mardu b'chol yudoi? Go to Putin and tell him that somebody is rebelling against him. That's what he did. He went to Putin. Again, Chazal say that there was a culture of this. This didn't happen in a vacuum. Had this happened in one time, I don't know if there would have been a korban. There wouldn't have been a korban. Society was guilty of sinat chinam. By the way, if you would have been there this Shabbos, I spoke out for my Rebbe, Rav Weinberg, that kol darsh lo nivna beis hamikdash b'yamav kilu necher b'yamav is people have a mistake. A lot of people assume that if I would have been at the second base HaMikdash, if this was the generation, the base HaMikdash would not have been destroyed. It's just we're not good enough to get it back. But we're better than them. We don't do these things, right? It's just that we're not good enough to get it back. Well, he said, Chazal are telling you not that way. If it's not built, Kilu Nechrav, that means they're saying that if there's no base HaMikdash on Chaf Aleph Tammuz, Tav Shim Pei Beis, that means if the Beis HaMikdash would have been standing on Chaf Aleph Tammuz, Tav Shim Pei Beis, it would have been destroyed. That's what it means. It means that as long as the Beis HaMikdash is not built, that means we're in a situation of destruction. The minute we're not in a situation of destruction, the Beis HaMikdash comes back. So I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Weinberg Zecher Tzadik Livracha, whose yard set was Shabbos, so I spoke him out and saw. I know, but I just spoke him out because it was his yard set. So it's true by us too. We also suffer from Sinas Chinam. Now what is Sinas Chinam? So Rashi and Shabbos tells us, Sinas Chinam doesn't mean you get up in the morning and say, who am I going to hate today? And you pull out the mikvah book and go through the list to mark off who you're hating today. That's not what Sinas Chinam is. Sinas Chinam means you have a great reason for hating him. You have a legitimate reason in your mind. He cut the line. He did all kinds. He didn't do his carpool. All these things that get people upset. If the Torah doesn't validate the hatred, it's Sinas Chinam. Rashi says it in Shabbos. Sinas Chinam means any hatred that the Torah would not recognize as legitimate.
Even if an action is not done?
Even if an action is not done.
Wow.
It's Sinas Chinam. You're hating him for non-Torah valid reason. That's what Sinas Chinam means. It doesn't mean that I just pick him for no reason. I have a great reason. He screamed at me. He cut the line. He was mevazah me. Sinas Chinam means I hate him. And the Torah would not sanction that hatred.
What's not
Chinam?
Somebody does an Avera?
Somebody who does an Avera, b'mezin. I'm allowed to hate him.
Well, he
embarrassed him with an Avera. Okay. I gave a long example. What I was trying to say is, we think Chinam means no reason. They were idiots over there in the time of Bai Sheni. They went around hating people with no reason. What, you think that's what happened? They had no reason? Some went around hating people? Every morning they got up and say, who are we hating today? They had a reason. That's why we speak Lashon Hara also. We have reasons. The answer is, anything that's not Torah sanctioned is Chinam. Rashi said it in Shabbos, not my own part. It's a Rashi.
What's the expectation of somebody does something bad to you? How do you overcome that?
Well, isn't there a law that's... What?
Somebody
Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Let go? Leisitar, what does leisitar mean? Don't bear a grudge. You know, I hate to spend time on this. I heard, I mean, I should, because I think it's very important. Ramat Yisrael, I heard this from Ramat Yisrael.
Oh, enough of that thing that you're listening to.
No, I didn't. I heard it live from him. Ramat Yisrael said, a story of leisitar and leisitar. Again, I don't have 10 minutes.
With the
wagon, with the truck, exactly.
I'll tell you after class.
Class?
Whatever it is. Leisitar. Leisitar. Can't bear a grudge. The Torah wants things from us. Yeah, the Torah wants greatness. The Torah wants greatness in midas. You know, I feel stupid talking because who am I to talk? I have my own problem. I have my own issues that I have to deal with. And see this, but that's what it means. Let's be honest on what it means. That was the culture in those days. In a culture like that, stories like this can happen. If the culture would have been non-tolerant of Lashon Hara and Tzidus Chinam, it would never happen. What? Exactly. And some of us, talking about myself, might be guilty of it. Ourselves, not just tolerant.
We don't know that's the reason now.
Yes, it is. The Gemara says the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of that.
Right.
And the Chafetz Chaim writes that it's not here because of that.
So what
Chafetz Chaim in Hakdamat Shmiras HaLashon. The Chafetz Chaim writes, there's no Beit HaMikdash today because of Lashon Hara Sinas.
Why don't we find what caused that? Why are you going to come to Rakhantan? What made that culture come about?
Again, the Gemara is not what made the culture. I don't know. All the Gemara is saying is this was the story that actually did it. Again, whatever way you want to understand it, that's all the Gemara is telling you.
So it could be that the learning now, they say, is more prevalent than ever before.
Right.
But it's not that in a sense we're kind
of. It's not true, by the way. But let's say it is. Yeah.
That's what all the WhatsApp says.
So, there's the problem, yeah. Go ahead.
But so I think the pshat is that what we're doing now is just refine us, not that see the skin up. That's what the learning is more of a.
Again, the problem with WhatsApp is it's a tool of Lashon Hara and Sinas Chinam.
No, I don't mean WhatsApp. I'm saying.
You said WhatsApp. I didn't say WhatsApp. I did before, but.
Oh, my wife just found out a new one. Every day a new one's coming out with better stuff, better presenters. I'm saying that the point of these is to find us not to think, not to have lust. How do you not? What's the beautiful stuff? He said, how do you not do it? He wants to know an eighth. How do you not have seen?
That's working amidas. Isn't that what we're supposed to be working on? How does a person work amidas? Exactly.
The reason you can do that is because you learn.
We're all for Tyra. We're all pro Tyra. You have to learn Musser. Sorry? Yeah, you have to learn Musser. You learn Silsa Sharp. You learn Shari Chuba. You read Shari Chuba, Shari Bays. It talks about when a person gets over 35, what he has to start worrying about.
What's wrong with the
Palayoi? Oh, yeah, it's nothing wrong.
Is there really only answer? I was saying that Bush caused it and Bar Kamsa would not be guilty?
No!
Did he say that at all?
No, he's not saying that.
I mean, this is almost like a
Bar Kamsa is guilty. All he's saying is there was a trigger. Your Rebbeinu Shlomo would have intervened if not of the Busha. That's what he's telling us.
Hashem would have intervened?
Would not have let him do it.
Hashem helped them because of
Busha. Which means he let him do it. He let him do it.
You mean without Hashem's help it wouldn't have happened?
Well, nothing happens without Hashem's help.
I understand that part too, but on the other hand, it seems like, it almost seems like
He's not innocent. That's what I'm trying to say. Everybody's responsible for their decisions. He can blame his second great Rebbe. He can. But that's not enough to exonerate him.
Pusha is what happened.
Right.
So what happened? What does it mean, Peter Shalom? The way he wants to go, he gets assistance if he wants to go.
Again, sometimes Rebbeitzim intervenes. When it's with the gay Klal Yisrael, he will protect Klal Yisrael. The Busha caused that the Rebbeitzim said this is a terrible thing.
Is that
I have no idea. You're past my pay grade.
Is it a miracle? No, I don't know what it says, but it's over a question. There's a guy who said he killed 17 people, and he said, Robin, I killed 17 people, and they're still discussing, should he be killed? Because they're trying to say, since he was brought up this way...
It's a thing. This is the, this is the culture we live in.
Unless they can prove that one of the people he killed was not affected because of the way he was brought up, he will only be in jail for 100,000 years. That's all.
Right.
I mean, that's exactly what Rebbe's saying. Americans...
I'm glad you agree with me. It makes me feel much better. Yes. Atanagula vatanagulta charev tulmalka. Because of a rooster and a hen, tulmalka was destroyed. Now again, that was the trigger. Not that the rooster and the hen caused the korban of tulmalka. The story happened through a rooster and a hen. Why was tulmalka destroyed? So it doesn't say it here. But the Medrash in Eicha says that the other cities in Eretz Yisrael were jealous of Yerushalayim. They were very jealous in Yerushalayim. The Medrash in Eicha talks about the wisdom of the people in Yerushalayim. The Medrash brings countless stories how children in Yerushalayim were smarter than the average, even smart person out of Yerushalayim. There was a huge amount of wisdom in Yerushalayim. That caused the jealousy of other cities. Also, the Mepharshim say, living in Yerushalayim is something to be jealous of. You lived in the quarter, you lived there. Like, you lived mamash by the Beit HaMikdash. So it caused jealousy. And therefore, when Yerushalayim was destroyed, a lot of the Yidden, as sad as they were that they lost the Beit HaMikdash, felt a little thing like they got what was, you know, at least now we don't have to be jealous of them. I don't want to use the word happiness, but lack of avelus. It did not affect them to the degree that, this is a Medrash, not me. It did not affect them to the degree they should have been affected. Because deep down, I hate to use the word satisfaction, but there was a certain feeling of, you know, we don't have to be jealous of them anymore.
Relieved
of their jealousy. And that was the aveira of Turmalka and of Beitar. They weren't misabo Yerushalayim. They did not mourn the loss of Yerushalayim. To them, it was a little bit, again, they mourned the Beis HaMikdash to a great extent. They're not stupid. But at the same time, they did not have that feeling that they should have had because there was a certain jealousy in their heart against the people in Yerushalayim. They weren't as smart as the people in Yerushalayim. They weren't living in the shadow of the Beis HaMikdash. It felt a jealousy. And when Yerushalayim was destroyed, that was part of their feeling was not a negative. Not the negative it should have been. It's not me. It's the Medrash.
What's it about jealousy that if someone's smarter than you, you should be jealous of him?
That's a Metzkin aside from Mar B'Chachma. Not in this kind of thing.
Why?
Because you're not. You're not supposed to be jealous.
When can you be jealous?
If you can do the same. Jealous doesn't mean I want to be better than him. Jealous means he's learning, I want to learn too. He knows Tysus, I want to know Tysus too. But when he can run circles around you because he's so much smarter than you. Right? There's a certain sharpness that the kids in Yerushalayim have. I once heard about this, yo. Again, I heard it from as a kid. A guy was in Yerushalayim without a yarmulke. So a Yerushalayim kid asked the guy, "Where's your yarmulke?" He said, "The sky is my yarmulke." So the kid told him, "Such a big yarmulke for such a small head." That's the chachma of Yerushalayim. Hadag reitzi yamikva, hadag kleinim kap. You know what I mean? Anyway. Atanagulu v'atanagulu tachar of Tur Malka. Tur Malka was called Har HaMelech. Now, today, it's non-existent. As the Gemara will explain, Har HaMelech today, I don't know which mountain it is. But whatever mountain it is, it's a very small mountain. It's not such a big mountain. But in those days, it was a huge mountain. And the Gemara is going to ask, huh? Tur Malka? Look at it now. The Gemara is going to ask that question. What happened? I'm a Nehiki, they had a minig. Yavuk Maski Chason of the Kala. Whenever they had a wedding, of a chasson and a kala, mavki kamayo tanagulu v'tanagulta. They took a rooster and a hen, klaima pruur vu katanagaila. It was a symbol. Birds, or there's a bracha by birds, a pruur vu. And the mashar speaks out, a tanagul is called a geber. A person is called a geber. We share a same name with the chicken. Right? So they picked the bird that has the same name as human, and they said, just like there's a bracha for chickens to be purim, so this young couple should have a lot of children. That was the minig that they had in Tur Malka. A minig, not halacha, not necessary. It was the thing that they did. One day, Yaimachad, Habikachal of Gundu Duremoi, a band of Roman soldiers came by. They took the chicken and the hen away. They broke the minig. So the residents attacked them. How dare you take our rooster and hen away? Also, these were Roman soldiers. They attacked Roman soldiers. That's a rebellion against the king. Now, why did they do that? So the Mepharshim explain, they saw it. Again, I'm just speaking out what they say. They saw it as the Romans saying, we don't want Jews to multiply. We want Jews to remain small nation. So therefore they took away the rooster then. Now, I don't know if that's the reason the Romans took it. It may be. So therefore they attacked the Roman soldiers. You guys want to hurt us? We'll teach you a lesson. Well, unfortunately, that's called rebelling against the king, and the king came to destroy them. Asalayu. So the Roman Caesar came to attack the city of Tur Malka. This is after the Churban. I don't know how many years after the Churban this is. Doesn't say. By Beitar, it doesn't say either, but Beitar happened 60 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. I don't know when Tur Malka happened. I don't know. I don't know if Archko says. I don't know. There was a person, his name was Bar Drayma. I guess he must have come from the south. Now the Kabbat's Mila, he had the ability to jump 2,000 amas. That's like anywhere between 3,000 and 4,000 feet, which is obviously an ace. The Shkatl Mahu and kill everybody in that jump. That means he gave a jump, and within the 3,000-4,000 feet that he jumped, he wiped out all the soldiers in that area. Not a bad idea. So the Romans attacked, and they weren't getting anywhere. Bardroima was wiping them out. Shukle Kesil Latake. The Caesar took off his crown. The Isri Aaron, he put it on the ground. Amar. Rebaina the Al Makula, master of the complete universe. Inichalach, if you want to destroy me, I beg you, Latimse Lahugarva Ladidei Lamachus to be the Chadlevra. Please don't let me fall to one man. If it's destined for me to have a defeat, I want to be defeated by an army. I don't want to be defeated by one person. It's an amazing thing, and I don't have a good answer. Here is a guy, Caesar, recognizing that there's a Rabbi Nishlailam. He's talking to the Rabbi Nishlailam while he's attacking the Jews. He's talking to the Rabbi Nishlailam. He says, Rabbi Nishlailam, I might have to lose, but I don't want to lose to one man. Now, if you recognize that you're talking to the Rabbi Nishlailam, should you like, hello, take it easy on the Jews? For some reason, they didn't connect that. And it's not like today that the Muslims, they talk to the Rabbi Nishlailam also, but that's because they believe they're the real religion and the Jews are not. In those days, they were all lived out by the Zara. This was pre-Romans being Christians, right? This was Oyv Avedazara. Yet they talked to the rabbi. He talked to the rabbi Israel, and at the same time attacked Jews. So I can't explain it, but that's what happened.
Bilam did the same thing. Didn't he?
What?
Bilam also did the same thing.
Well, Bilam knew, but Bilam was a Navi.
I think Balak knew also.
Yes, the same thing. I agree. Don't think about it right. So actually, Puma Labardrema, by mistake, by Drema, his mouth said something that he shouldn't have said. Now, the Mepharshim speak out, he obviously had this in his heart, but he didn't want to say it. And by mistake, he spoke it out. But it was revealing his inner feeling. And that was not a good thing. What did he say? He said a pasuk in Tehillim, you forsake us. Don't go out in our army. Meaning, Rabbi Shlalem, just do us a favor. Don't go against us. We can handle this. We can do it ourselves. We can handle this. I'm doing a fine job. Just, I hate to say the words out of my mouth, stay out of it. Just let us do our thing. And therefore, that's a terrible thing to say. David said it in Tehillim. David was saying it, are you forsaking us? Are you not helping us? He said it as a statement. He went to the bathroom. Asa darkuna, a snake came. Shamti l'karkashe. Did what? Can I have help in Archcomb?
Disemboweled him,
but Nachnav Sheni died. And that was the end of our drama. Let's catch up with Rashi. The Rashi, Tur Malkum Adina Shishma Haramelach. Nafu Bnei Abdina Yehudim Alei the Ramayoi Vemachinu and they killed them. Gunda Gedayin. Habu Bu Yehudim is the Akberia. Doctor Gemay Vayter. Amar, so the Caesar says, Hayav Isragish Linisa. I just had a huge miracle. Hazimna Ashbekinu. I'll leave them alone. I'm going to leave the Jews alone. I get the message. Baisham did me a favor. My dreamer didn't wipe me out. Goodbye. I'm leaving them alone. Shemkinu Basel. So the Roman army turned around and left. Izdakar. So the Yidden got, I don't know what the word is, Dakar. They rejoiced. What does he say?
Leap with joy.
The Achlu Vishasu. And they made a huge party, the people of Tormalka. Vadriku Shragin, they lit candles. It was so light that they could see the picture on the coin. The Kishvinka, I think, means, right, on his ring. A mil away. Meaning it was so light, like daylight. It was so bright. That's how they rejoiced. The Yidden are laughing at me. They're making a party against me. Hadar Asa Aliyah, so he retracted them and he wiped them out. So trashy. Is Dakar Lusmayach Adas Chazil Ibn Achayo? Bil Yunka the Kishrin Kamishai Le Tzura Tabasai. He had something on his ring. I Makira Rochit Milmina Ir Lamar Haneris. That's how far he could see it. Mercy Shem, we will continue tomorrow.